I've read your 33 thoughts. The NHL this week, I guess, asked teams to submit arena availability dates for as far away as into August. Any developments worth passing along over the last 5, 6, 7 days since we last visited?
You know, the couple of things that are kind of interesting to me, Scott, that is that, you know, Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, he said, June 1st, I'm taking the under. And if you listen to Rob Manfred over the last couple of days, you know, baseball sounds like they're hoping that they can reconvene as, you know, spring training or training camp or whatever they're going to call it in May. I think these predictions, you know, I like optimism. I just don't see it. The NHL had a call with their doctor a couple days ago, and there were a few reporters on that call. Chris Johnston was one of them, and they didn't get the feeling that the NHL was quite that optimistic. My overall sense is that they resume, and it's interesting hearing the players. You know, the league has started these video conference calls with two of them per division, four players on each, so eight. And, you know, one of the things that teams, the players have kind of talked about, it was interesting yesterday seeing Crosby and Ovechkin say, you know, I'd like to start with the playoffs, although we need a bit of a training camp first. I would be surprised if we're starting these camps before mid-June. But again, my stance on the whole thing is that we won't know where we are really until the end of April, beginning of May.
Well, I think the other part of it, Elliot, is this is in the process of getting worse before it gets better.
100%.
And then it may get better and get worse again. And it really is up to us as a collective society on both sides of the border to determine the extent to which this virus can have an effect on us. Like, one thing I'm worried about, and you're not a doctor, I'm not a doctor, Ziggy isn't, we're not going to pretend to be, but the one thing I'm worried about is we're still about a week to 10 days away from the spring breakers who've all gone home after partying in Florida unnecessarily for a week, from them starting to display symptoms if they've gotten sick. And then at that point, it's who have they been in contact with? Have they seen their parents, their grandparents? And who have their parents and grandparents seen? Like, I think we're going to get another significant spread of this illness. So any projections and predictions we make, it's just pure speculation. As you said with Mark Cuban, it's pure optimism.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm astonished at what an awful job both the Canadian and U.S. governments have done. I cannot believe how terrible they've handled it. I mean, you know, we're just letting people go places and not telling them and not ordering them not to go anywhere. I'm astonished at just how badly the North American public has been let down by the people in charge. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I mean, I have buddies in construction. They're still being told they're still working, and I really don't know how that's still happening because they're concerned. They're, you know, they're on the job site. They're not 6 feet away. They're right next to guys for hours. Then they're going on break. They're in these small trailers when they're, you know, having their break time, and they're sitting next to guys. It's terrible, but
it's ridiculous.
Yeah. One thing with the players, I know this week. In the 31 thoughts, they're talking about maybe giving up one of their paychecks to help with the escrow. How would that all play? How would that all play out?
Well, here's what's been going on. I got word about this last week, Mike. So basically, when the league was paused, there were three paychecks due. You know, March 15th, that was a full paycheck. March 30th is still a full paycheck, and then there's April 15th. And as you know from your days in the league, that one is really for 4 days because April only has 4 days of regular season play before that ends and either your season is over or the playoffs begin and you technically don't get paid for those. So they have a 4-day paycheck that is due on April 15th. And I had heard last week that the players were considering giving up that paycheck because, you know, right now they're getting paid while the teams are not making much revenue. So in the future, because it's a 50-50 deal, the players will be hit with massive escrow for this, for these last three paychecks. They're also, because the teams are not making any money, and some of them are now asking their staff to take pay cuts or doing layoffs. It depends on where we are, really. Each team's handling this differently. There were some owners, I believe, who said, you know, should we continue paying them? And the league made it very clear that the players were going to be paid those last three checks. But I believe, and it's hard to figure out how many of them there are. I would guess at the minimum there's probably about five who have grumbled a little bit that they have to keep paying. And I think that as that's gone on, I believe the league's position is still we pay, but some of them are like, wait a sec, everybody's hurting here. Maybe we should be talking about this too. And I heard on Tuesday that the players had decided they were going to take that last paycheck. Then on Wednesday, I just double checked before I wrote it, and I was told, don't write that because it's still in doubt. Now, I think it's also possible that right now there's 14% being taken off every player's paycheck for escrow. Maybe that last one, it's just that last one gets adjusted higher. I don't know yet, but all of those things are on the table, and I guess we'll see where we are when that last paycheck comes out.
Well, if Major League Baseball doesn't have to pay the players, why is the NHL paying them, though?
Well, don't forget, Major League Baseball season hasn't started yet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like the NBA, they paid their players. Although the NBA Players Association sent out a memo a few weeks ago, or just actually as this whole thing started, that the NBA has a clause in their CBA, a force majeure clause, which is basically an act of God clause, where they told their players there's something in the CBA that if something like this happens, the NBA doesn't have to pay their players. But the league has made it clear at this point in time they're not interested in going down that path. And a few of us checked with the NHL, I think, when that story broke, and we were told, like I said, the NHL did not have a desire to go down that path.
Elliot Friedman is our guest of the NHL on Sportsnet Hockey Night in Canada. And he writes 31 Thoughts on Sportsnet.ca, which gets posted each Wednesday, and co-hosts with Jeff Merrick the 31 Thoughts podcast. This is Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So Austin Matthews, Elliot, is apparently the yin to my yang, or the yang to my ying, however you want to put it. You asked him if there was ever any real fear in the locker room about the Maple Leafs missing the playoffs, and he summarily dismissed the question. Well, there's been plenty of fear in this chair, I can yes, tell you that. He was confident. Give us a little insight.
It's Mr. Fear and Mr. No Fear.
Yes, Donald, yes, and no Donald.
I didn't get a chance to talk to many of them. Most of them were done by email or text. There were some guys who I did speak to. And, so what you would do is you'd submit three questions. And you some guys got a couple more. McDavid, I'd also asked him about a piece I was writing on a classic game we showed. So I only did him two questions. But I submitted three questions and was curious to see the answers I would get. And one of them was there any fear that the Maple Leafs were going to miss the playoffs? Any fear in the room? And I just loved the answer. I can only imagine the dismissive look he had on his face when he saw the question, too. But based on the way he answered it, when he said, no, we don't, or basically I'm paraphrasing, I don't have it in front of me, we don't play with any fear in this dressing room, we never will. I thought it was just a fantastic answer. I'll tell you this, if I was ever asked that question, Scotty, is like, is there any fear about going on this radio show this morning? I would answer it with, no, there is no fear and there never will be. I thought it was a great answer.
Until Randy Savage showed up, and then you thought, oh, crap, what have I gotten into?
Like the Honky Tonk Man, I'd bring my guitar, I'd be fine.
Oh, the Honky Tonk Man, that was a great gimmick. Because I'm thinking just from a personal perspective, Elliot, and like nobody's interested in the woe is me stories given what's going on in the world. So I say this understanding that, But I would imagine that in the back of Connor McDavid's mind at some point in the last couple of weeks, he's thinking to himself, geez, man, like we've had a couple of really tough seasons. Mm-hmm. And we've, particularly he and Leon Draisaitl, we've dragged ourselves, we've dragged the Oilers out of the muck. We look like we're going to the playoffs here, and it may all be for naught. Now, again, I understand the woe is me stuff, given what's going on in the world is a pointless discussion. But I'm not going to blame a kid like Connor McDavid for thinking that if it's even crossed his mind for half a second.
I think, you know, the guy who I thought really, you guys were talking about Patrice Bergeron at the top, right?
Yep.
And I thought he said it well, and a few others did too. But Bergeron in particular, I thought he really said it well. He said, you know, what's the first thing we should be concerned about here? And that is everybody's safety, and we recover from this, basically is what he said. And then he said, that said, you know, it is hard knowing that we have a great team and we don't know how many more chances we're going to have at this. And I think that's a very fair attitude. And I think McDavid's probably on that line. Yesterday, one of the players on the conference, on the video chat, was Claude Giroux. And, you know, someone's, and John Delapina from the NHL, who's asking the questions, the pre-submitted questions, he says, you know, this must be tough for you guys as much, you know, considering what's going on, it's tough for you guys because you guys are absolutely on a tear. And I'm sure Edmonton feels that way. I'm sure obviously Bergeron feels that way. I'm sure the Flyers feel that way. They were really going, and I don't think there's anything selfish about saying we're concerned about people. We understand why we're in these, or we're locked down, for those of us who are actually doing it. But still, we're incredibly disappointed because we really liked the momentum we had and the way we were going. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
With all these stories you're doing, and you know, you mentioned Patrice talking about how many more championships they'd have, and you know, Matthews, what's one kind of storyline you're following the rest of the season that's obviously not, most likely won't happen now, that you were looking forward to? Was it like the Matthews chasing down?
Walker Richard had to be right up high on that list.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the race between Ovechkin, Matthews, and Pastrnak. And, you know, for those of us who live here in Toronto, guys, I was really interested in Matthews' chase for 54 for Rick Vive.
Yeah.
You know, I still remember the night against St. Louis. I remember watching the game when Vive became the first Leaf to score 50 goals, and what a big deal that was. And it's amazing when you consider in the history of the Leafs, you know, they've never had a guy score 55 goals in a season. And I thought that was going to be really interesting watching that chase. I mean, the other night, the Leafs were supposed to play Florida. You know, that was going to be a huge game. So I think that would be one storyline. I mean, I think another interesting one, too, is what does this do to Ovechkin's chase of Gretzky for number one ever? Mm-hmm. You know, this is going to knock what, like 14 games off that chase, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't know if we're going to get any more, anything else that counts as a regular season game. So this is going to knock that off a bit. You know, I think one of the things now that is interesting, Mike, and all we can do is just sort of brainstorm until then, I am extremely curious about what the league is going to come up with when the time comes to play again. They have a chance to do something really exciting for their playoffs, and they've got a lot of ideas. They've got a lot of people submitting ideas. I get, you know, a few fans a day throwing something in my DMs about, you know, what about this playoff format, and some of the ideas I think are really good. I hope they come up with something that's different and new and exciting. This is your year to try. This is your year to innovate. I hope they do it.